Hello, American Impressions.
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Steve. I'm looking for Bob. Is he available?
This is him.
Oh, hey, Bob. Again,
yeah,
how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, thank you. I know you're busy. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time. I'm actually calling from Bank of Cardiff, and I'm actually trying to follow up with you on something. It was about 2.5 weeks now that we sent out something to you through direct mail. Pretty sure you get these all the time and find their way to the trash can, which is totally understandable. It was an offer for some equipment or some capital, about $250,000 that you guys got approved for. Seeing if there's anything that you could use that for. If you have any needs like right now or in the future. I know fall time is usually kind of a busy time for you guys. I don't know if there's a time of the year that you guys look to do that kind of thing.
Well, right now, it's would this be like on a lease basis? Is that what you're talking about?
It's a couple different things. We have some equipment financing, which is kind of like your normal like lease, or we have the working capital, which is it lets you access more cash than your typical line of credit. It's usually about 10-15% off of your top, for your top line revenue, as like unsecured cash that gets directly put into your account. Yeah.
Well, I don't think so. We have a pretty good relationship with a couple banks, and they're kind of trying to chase us around for business. And right now, I just bought some equipment last summer, and probably until I pay that off in a year or two, then I'll probably just hang tight. So, as far as a line of credit, I've had this business plenty of years, so it's not. It's just not something I need. So,
sure. The thing that we have is it's not really a line of credit. It's similar to it. It's actually just it's unsecured cash that like just gets put right into your account. And, like, you can use it for anything. So like what a lot of our customers do is if you have like inventory like that, they'll buy a lot of it and then they'll sell it back. Turn it over a couple times. So for example, say a company will borrow $50,000. And they buy $100,000 worth of inventory, and they sell it all. And they make $50,000 profit. So that's what the working capital really can do for you, or payroll, or really anything else you need it for. It's a little bit different.
Well, I appreciate the call, but we're just not there right now.
I gotcha. Is there a certain time that you look at that? I know you have. You said you had a truck that you just financed. Is that you said, right? Or some equipment? Not a truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Equipment.
Okay.
I mean, there's just nothing right now. Try it in a year.
A year? Sure. How about if, do you have an email? I could send you just one email, some information, just, hold on to it, back pocket.
Well, I'm not going to hold on to it, though. That's a thing. So, you're welcome to try us back in a year, if I get this equipment paid off, there's something else that I'm kind of looking at about, a year and a half, 2 years down the road, but... Once I had that paid off, then it's like, I appreciate the call. I don't get that many calls about it that much anymore. But, right now it's just not time where we're going to borrow more money. So
sure. I understand. Right? How's business been for you guys? Pretty good.
It is.
Yeah. Do you guys usually get,
complain about it at all?
Sure. No. Yeah. The division I work in actually works with advertising companies. So the fall time is usually the busy time, right? For you guys too.
Well, we're busiest in the spring and fall. We do apparel. Mm-hmm. Is what we do.
Okay.
If we're listed under like ad specialties, that's probably about 2% of what we do. It's just like promotional items like pens or coffee cups. We outsource all those. What we basically screen print and do embroidery on like shirts for companies, for teams, for schools, for organizations, for camps, that sort of thing. So,
and just out of curiosity, you guys go to like a wholesaler, right? And then they, like, if a company calls you and says, "Hey, we need some shirts made," you guys say, "Okay, how many?" And then you guys go to a wholesaler. That's how it works, correct? Usually, for the most part, or
we go to a wholesaler. We go to the people who actually manufacture the shirts.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I figured. Okay.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, when you mention inventory, like there's some inventory. There's some white T-shirts and some gray T-shirts and stuff like that back there. But it's less than $2,000 or $3,000.
Right.
So we order from we don't do stuff at like fairs and basically because I'm too lazy to work that hard, but you know, like we don't inventory stuff and then sell it. But basically we do logos for like companies or schools or organizations or stuff like that. And we decorate, embroider, or screen print the garment here, and then we sell it, whether it's 50 shirts or 500 shirts or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. And there's always room for cash flow. But the fact that I've had the business for like 22 years, so
that's good.
You know, most of the credit accounts, credit cards, and cash flow manager. Most of that stuff's all set up so that, you know, if I would just spend less money, I'd be fine. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Equipment loans are a little different, but we're kind of past the area of paying like 11% for leases. I mean, most of the bankers around here, you know, love us, you know, because we pay our stuff, and mm-hmm. you know, so we're more into the equipment loan. Like the machine I got right now, I think it's like 6.25, which isn't too bad for a short term equipment loan.
Mm-hmm. Is that just like an embroidery machine, like a printing machine?
No, it's a screen print machine. It's an automatic press. So we have two of those. I don't know, you know, to borrow more money I just don't think it's the right time. You know, when I get that machine paid off in a year or two, I mean, then it's probably time to expand a little bit more, you know, so, I just don't like paying a lot of, you know, I mean.
Oh, no, I know, I got
like
you.
Paying a lot of interest.
Well, you know, with our equipment finance, you know, we have some pretty good rates. I mean, they're, you know, it's your typical car line. We have terms, you know, 2 to 5 years. It typically starts in the mid single digits for the, you know, rate on that. The nice thing is, let me ask you this.
It's better than it used to be, but, you know, I've got accounts at two different banks, and comparing those to leasing rates, you know, I just think we're past that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these guys would, you know, I mean, most of them are more than willing to loan us money, and you know, it just like it, at those kind of rates. When I first started, I had to do leases, and it sucked. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it was you know, some of the rates were like, I mean, I think I paid 11.5 or 11.25 one time, and you know, it just it's like all the money. You know, I know the rates are a lot better nowadays, but you mm-hmm. know, I just don't know that. But right now, you know, things are set up, things are going pretty good, and we're just not in the market, so.
Sure, I got you.
So.
Okay, well, I guess, I could just follow up with you, you know, I guess next year.
Give us a call, to, you know, if you're still doing the same thing, you know, like, you know, maybe this time next year or something, you know, that'd be fine.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, the reason I called is because, you know, we don't really just call out of the hat, you know. We actually researched you guys. You guys had done something with Sky Bank, it looks like. Is that one of your banks that you guys have done work with? Sky Bank Leasing?
Sky Bank got bought out by Huntington.
Oh, really? Okay.
Ago.
Okay. You guys have some strong borrowing history, so that's why we called you. So that's, you know, we do some research. We're not...
Well, unfortunately, like I said, if I didn't borrow money, like, you know, I don't know. Anyways, I had a few minutes to talk. If I had a few minutes to talk to you before, but I don't now. So,
sure, I got you, man.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Have a good one.